This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The thing in the middle or the thing at the top?
The thing in the middle.
So I pull it down, which I did, and I hold it down. The red light came on, and the screen lit up.
Now it's starting to move, yeah.
So put the windscreen on.
All right, we're doing it, Amy.
I know, it really does work.
You know what? It's a miracle. That's what it is.
Number one, going blind. Number two, fear of inability to participate can lead to loss of love of life. Ever since I was me, not as a little boy, but as a teenager, young teenager, I noticed I got a good feeling about it out of helping people. And then the Vietnam War called out to me. I was very disturbed by the war, and I didn't support it. I demonstrated, but it didn't satisfy me, and I sure didn't want to go to Canada. And so I found a way to go to Vietnam. I was out in the hamlets where the refugees and war victims were, helping people dig wells, build houses, get food, help move people from dangerous places to safer places, you know. But I also, that's where I got the cancer, was in Vietnam. Number three, you never can be certain because it was so long ago, but the probabilities are high that my cancers were caused by Agent Orange. It's a lurking monster, and it's a lethal disease. Number four, dying. I feel myself dying. It's the slow feeling of becoming less. Number five, excessive bleeding. I was in the middle of a terrifying bleeding episode. At the time when you were on the radio and I walked past the radio and I heard somebody saying, now we're asking people to come in and tell us about your worst fears. And I said, that's me. I'm for that. I'm in it.
Let's take another call. Jerry from Key Peninsula. Jerry, what would you put on your list of 10 things that scare me? What's one?
I have a cancer which is metastasized, and so it's like it's close to a death sentence.
Number six, I have learned how to make use of my fear. Fear is my friend. I heard Mike Tyson say that a long time ago. I think he said, my fear is my friend. I use it to reflect back upon my opponent, he said. And I said, my fear is my friend. I use it to energize myself. Number seven, fear for our planet. Number eight, fear for the children. Number nine, dying without those I love around me. This last 3 weeks has been really rough. I called both of my children this time. My son, he never picks up the phone. So I said, Josh, I'm gonna ask you to start picking up the phone when I call, cause I may be needing you. And he said, oh, sure, I will. And my daughter, she's been kind of pissed at me for a while because I'm a little unconventional. She didn't want me doing some crazy thing, staring at the moon or something, which I do every night. But, you know, so she didn't want anything to do with me, with my cancer, because I wasn't taking care of the important things in her opinion. And she was right. I was in the denial. And so I was right, too. I was doing the best I could. And Sunday she called me and she just said, Dad, I got to tell you. You're a wonderful dad. And I love you so much. And she went on. And just her fear of me dying broke her loose. I know it did. Number 10. I want to live. And I also want to make good use of my life, you know? I've been through so much in my life, you know, it's filled with everything. It's filled with cancer, and it's filled with joy, and it's filled with terror. It's filled with quiet, easy days, and it's why I am the way I am. My name is Jerry Roback, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Jerry Roback lives in Washington State. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10ThingsPod. You know what scares me? Why does menstruate have the word men in it? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.